It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Billy, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Newell.
Billy, we are flying through the month of March, and I know you have your big kickoff for Love the Boot Week, April the 4th. Tell us about where we stand in that endeavor.
Yeah, we're, I think, a little over 800 groups signed up. The last 2 years, we had 750 groups for the first time ever in all 64 parishes. This year, we're shooting for 1,000 groups around the state, you know, families, organizations, sign up, get out there, help us clean up the state. If you pick up litter for a day, you're 80% less likely to ever litter again. So the more people we can get involved, we're seeing progress in cleaning up the state. You know, we moved it under my office 3 years ago. I love to keep Louisiana beautiful. And we're making progress, but we still have a long way to go.
Billy, Are you guys monitoring how much is actually picked up when y'all do Love the Boot Week?
We absolutely do. When you sign up, it gives you all the rules and how to track what you pick up. Some of the groups weigh the trash. Some distinguish how many tires, bulk trash versus small trash. It helps us. We did a full litter study all over the state, so we could identify not only the hot spots, but where the litter's coming from. And I got to tell you, Newell, the governor and his department heads have been incredible partners. DEQ is cleaning up these tire dumps. We're putting cameras out to catch people. Wildlife and Fishery put over 100 cameras out at hot spot locations. And DOTD has really knocked it out the park. They put out the first contract ever that cleaned up all the interstates in and out of Louisiana for Super Bowl. We're hoping to get some more money in the legislature to continue that. So having partners at the state level that are really leaning forward to clean up our state, this is something we're going to stay on until we have a clean state. And I'm really encouraged by the outcry of not only citizens, but also the elected officials that are helping. Our sheriffs doing a bang-up job. We bought 8 vans so our sheriffs could be work-release people out to help clean up those parishes. It's really being a good effort by everybody involved, and I feel good about the progress we've made.
Billy, you know, I talk about in Jefferson Parish, we have a couple of spots that where you can go free and dump your garbage from your house. And I think one restriction is you can't have a trailer larger than 10 foot in length, which is a pretty big trailer. You can put a lot of stuff in there. Do you know how many parishes actually do something similar? And if not, have we given thought to trying to create such a program throughout the state?
Great point, Newell. Not enough. We just had five-letter summits throughout the state, bringing elected officials together, groups, to identify what do they need to do differently. In St. Tammany, they got 30 garbage companies that pick up. Some of them pick up a neighborhood in a pickup truck and don't dispose of that stuff properly. I'm going to work towards trying to get St. Tammany to do one contract and pick up professionally. The parish has grown so much. Another thing parishes need to do, outside of the areas where they have pickup, they need to have drop-off sites. They need to put that in their contract that are monitored where people can bring their trash so they don't just go dump it on a street corner. If you look at the video from the 100 cameras Wildlife Fishery put out, you would be shocked. People that pull up and dump carloads, truckloads of debris, garbage into these waterways that lead into our lake. It's unbelievable. These cameras are catching people in real time, and they're getting ticketed. So, but yeah, it's a problem in a lot of parishes that don't do what Jefferson does. We did that in Plaquemines when I was parish president. We had two drop-off sites that really made a difference in keeping it off the roads.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I've utilized it. It just seems so easy, and I guess it would squelch the temptation of putting it somewhere else if you know you can go someplace that's really easy to dump, right?
It really is, and you know, another thing we're working with state police has been a great partner is those unsecured loads and the pickup trucks with trash blowing out the back. Get one of those nets or cover it because that's a large portion of the debris and trash on our highways, that stuff blowing out of your truck or coming loose on an unsecured load.
I see that as a problem all the time, and it is required now, right?
It is, yes, absolutely.
So, Billy, I think to later today, I believe you're going to be addressing a solid waste conference in Lafayette. If so, tell us about it.
Yeah, I did this morning, and I got to tell you, our trash contractors are really on board with covering their loads to and from the landfills, and really wanting to be good partners in this. And I got to thank them all across the state. I got a lot of good feedback on some things we can do with what you talked about, places to bring trash. We've got to get more parishes to do that. But it was a great opportunity to visit with those people that are really having an impact by hauling that trash. I recommitted to one of the trash companies that asked me to join them to ride on a trash truck to see what they encounter, which I plan to do. It got canceled because of COVID, so I can see firsthand what they go through on a daily basis, dumping that garbage and hauling it back to the waste site in the communities around the state, and the challenges of having people bag their garbage properly so it doesn't blow out the trucks.
Absolutely. Now, you, maybe I misunderstood, but I think maybe this afternoon you're going to be in Marksville, right?
Yeah, we try to go around the state. We got the legislature to recreate the Music Commission, which was disbanded years ago. And we try to highlight all of those incredible musicians that are gone and the ones still alive, promoting them around the world. And this young man, who is a legend throughout Louisiana, so much so, little Walter taught himself to play the harmonica, but he is so well regarded as just a talented young man that died way too young. But little Walter, to show the impact he had, Buddy Guy, Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, Scott, all of them will be there to unveil this marker to talk about the great impact he had on Louisiana music. And we continue to do that. We started with Buddy Guy in his hometown. And as we continue to add to the music trail and the history of the music in Louisiana, I tell people there's something in the soil that grows so much talent here because we do hit way above our weight. Louisiana has more nominees to the Grammys every year per capita than any other state. And we continue to knock it out the park with great musicians.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I went on TV on radio last week and sent a letter to the council to keep Sidney Torres in the quarter. And he has made an incredible difference in that quarter. And I even got letters back from people on Wall Street said, if they change contractors, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. We got so much momentum from a great Mardi Gras, and I want to hats off to the police chief for her leaning forward and getting Mardi Gras in safely and the other leaders around the state. They took a chance, so we had a great Mardi Gras, a great Super Bowl, and clean French Quarter. Let's keep that momentum going. So I hope the council will do the right thing and leave that in place. He's done an incredible job, and he's a great ambassador for Louisiana. And we got to support those businesses that are actually in the garbage business and not give out contracts to friends that are middlemen. And hopefully they'll do the right thing and keep him in place.
I haven't heard. Are they contemplating changing?
Oh, they're bringing it up at the council meeting. Two of the council members wanted to revisit, to give it back to the gentleman that had it, that hired another company to do it. And the outcry from the community, they decided not to bring it up. But it's unthinkable that we would even consider that. Why would you give a trash contract to a guy that's not in the business? I mean,
you know as well as I, those middleman contracts where they're just leveraging and managing contracts, not managing the business of or the purpose of the contract, just it drives me crazy.
I really think it needs to be looked into the city because that's why we can never get ahead. because there's so much money wasted on that kind of stuff. And if we're ever going to save New Orleans, we all need to speak out at this craziness and give the work to the person that has the best price, that does the best job. And it's gone on for way too long, and I think the people are fed up with it, and the council needs to make sure they overrule anybody that tries to change that and do the right thing.
Now, I'm in agreement with you there. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All righty, folks, that's Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. We will be right back. Stay with us.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.